This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Martha and the Vandellas, brought to you by Big Ed. You know, Big Ed used to be a disc jockey. I guess you could call you a disc jockey, Ed, when you were doing all of that record playing. That was one of the first times I ever saw you. You were over at New York, years and years ago.
That many years.
Yes, it was. It was about, how many years ago was it that you were there, do you think? Maybe six, seven?
I walked in the door for a job in 95, and it closed in 2012.
So that would be about 7 years since it's been closed. All right. Well, Ed does everything, and he's good here. Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy, and along with Big Ed. Thank you for joining us on this Friday morning, November 22nd. By the way, 56 years ago today, a Friday, November 22nd, John F. Kennedy in Dallas was assassinated. I just remembered it because I remember so well that it was a Friday. In a few minutes, we are going to talk with Dan Ortner of the Pacific Legal Foundation. He will join us. We're going to talk about, you know, how all these crazy things seem to start in California, and fortunately, many of them end there as well. Well, there is right now laws forcing corporations to even the executive playing field on a male and female basis. So boardroom quotas in California is the topic. And December 9th, mark that on your calendar, Pumpkin Day, for people following the investigation into alleged FISA court abuse during the last presidential election with Trump. We will talk about that and the conclusion of those crazy impeachment inquiry hearings with the proprietor of the only poll that really matters in this country, the Barber Poll, Andrew Ceresi. And why does time, why does time seem to go quicker as you get older? Have you noticed that? Have you noticed that it does seem to speed up? Well, there is a scientific reason.
You sleep more.
Yes. That sounds nonsense.
I'm serious.
Yeah, I think you're right.
When you get a certain age, you got to have a nap.
True.
During the day.
That's true. And you know, a nap is a good thing. It energizes you. Did you know that if you take about 10 or 15 minutes in the middle of the day, like you said, that you actually do get a good bump from that?
10 or 15, I'm talking an hour.
Oh, okay, even better. Anyway, we're going to talk about the scientific answer, not the Big Ed answer to it. And I think this is one that's really good. I'm really interested. Our Freedom Works Ultimate Top 10 is the top 10 smartest dog breeds. The smartest. Ed, you're going to have to be on your toes because you're going to have to guess what's number one on that one. By the way, Freedom Works, sponsored in part by Andrew's Master Barbershop. For the best haircut in Tampa Bay, I am telling you, it is in Dunedin, and it is on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. Andrew's Master Barbershop. Great haircut. And it's at a price that cannot be beat. All right. And also, I know we're talking a lot of paperwork here, but we're on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern on Tan Talk. Talk, tell all your friends about it, and go to our website so that if you can't hear us live, you can hear us on podcast. Big Ed sets that up as well. He's a man of many talents. OurFreedomWorks.com. OUR, freedomworks.com. All right. Well, this morning, President Trump, you know, he likes that show on Fox, Fox and Friends. He gets on there on the phone with them. They must get pretty good ratings because he's always, you know, he's on every other day. Anyway, He gets on Fox and Friends apparently this morning, and he's called for a Senate. He says that a Senate trial should include Adam Smith and the whistleblower and others as witnesses. He wants them to come before the Senate because that's where it will be held. The Senate, all 100 senators will be the jurors in that trial. And this follows, of course, the conclusion of the Adam Schiff impeachment inquiry, or the Barnum and Bailey traveling circus, if you want to call it that. I think they're both very similar. The only thing that Adam Schiff's circus lacked was they certainly had enough clowns. They could have had a few more trapeze artists, probably. But anyway, Trump calls into Fox and Friends after all of this investigation. He blasts the inquiry as the continuation of the witch hunt. He's downplayed the impact of the testimony and said, there's nothing there, to quote him. He said he doesn't know the majority of the witnesses. So now he said, and this is interesting, following a meeting with senators the other day, the president announced on the show that if the House does impeach, he wants a trial. He wants to get all the evidence out. So there you go. Very interesting. I think that I don't have the story in front of me, but I believe that the Ukrainian attorney general and the Ukraine administration is going to investigate Burisma now, and that there is some interest in investigating Hunter Biden. After all of this, they are going to go ahead. Now we'll find out.
Well, you have to. I mean, it's like reporting a crime at a neighbor's house and the cops not going and checking it out.
Right.
But just seeing if you're legit.
Exactly.
And calling and not going and checking it out.
And then bringing you and bringing you down to the station.
Sure, yeah. And all on hearsay.
Oh, so you want to say bad things about your neighbor,
I love the newest one saying that he overheard the president because the president was loud on the phone. I mean, listen, when my boss is on the phone, I leave the room.
Exactly.
Because it's none of my business.
Exactly.
You know, come on.
You don't want to be around
I can just see the guy. Do you have a cup on the wall?
Yeah, exactly.
Something?
He's got his ear with a cup on the wall. You know, I mean, come on. These are, when I was working in these different companies, anybody that would do that was, they used to be called a snitch or a tattletale. I mean, if there was something big and important, gotcha. But when they're running around doing that kind of thing, you kind of look at them like, don't you have anything better to do with your life? That's so stupid. Anyway, we're going to be talking about that a little later. Right now, we're going to get prepared because we're going to have Dan Ortner of the Pacific Legal Foundation join us. We're going to talk about the number of males and females in the boardrooms of California and whether it should be a 50-50 deal.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
The best barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop, located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They've got a beautiful new facility, but you'll still get the very best haircut from the very best hair cutters, and for a great price, too. Andrew's Master Barbershop is open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5, and Saturday, 8:30 to 2 p.m. Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza, State Road 580 and Overcash Drive in Dunedin.
If you would like to become a wholesale buyer of the premium quality longevity product that you hear about right here on the Tantalk Radio Network for personal service, you can pick up the phone right now and call Lola at 727-441-3311. Again, that's Lola at 727-441-3311. Or for even faster service, log on to TantalkHealth.com. That's TantalkHealth.com. Here's your health and longevity.
Hi, this is Jay Leno.
Hey, this is Ted Nugent.
Hi, everybody. This is David Hobbs.
Hi, this is Bob Marshall.
Hey, this is Danny the Count Coker.
Hey, this is comedian, author, and most importantly, vintage race car driver Adam Carolla.
Hi, this is Shirley Cha-Cha Muldowney.
I'm John Forrest.
Hey, this is Jack Roush.
And you're listening to Nostalgic Radio and Cars.
That's Nostalgic Radio and Cars with the most fascinating and legendary names in motorsports every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Listen to the latest pet trends with benefits on the Pet Buzz every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Join pet trendologist Charlotte Reed and veterinarian Dr. Michael Fleck as they talk all things pets. From animal health and wellness, money-saving tips, celebrity gossip, breaking news, and more. Their expert guests are in the know and in the now. To learn more about this unique program and its hosts, tune into the show on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we're back on Freedom Works on a Friday morning and delighted to have Daniel Ortner, an attorney with the Great Pacific Legal Foundation, joining us. And we're going to talk a little bit about one more crazy rule in California. And it's this attempt, I guess, by the state to require more of an equity situation in the boardrooms in publicly traded corporations. More women over certain periods of time. And here we go again, you know, with the intrusion. But Dan, welcome to Freedom Works. Tell us a little bit about this particular law in California and how PLF, Pacific Legal, is involved in a suit against it.
Sure. Thanks a lot for having me.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So the state of California has decided that even though companies are, you know, increasingly having women on their boards of directors, it's not moving fast enough for theirs to state. And so they've mandated that all publicly traded companies that are either incorporated or headquartered in California, by the end of this year, have to have at least one woman on their board. And by the end of 2021, so in 2 years, they have to have, if you have six board members, you have to have three women on your board. And so they're requiring this with hundreds of thousands of dollars in penalties if you don't comply with it. We believe that's unconstitutional. It violates the guarantee of equal protection under the law in the Constitution, and so we are suing the state of California, struck down and never goes into effect.
Absolutely. I mean, this is so stupid that it's almost beyond a belief that a government would try to do it. But in California, I guess, I mean, are they going to start telling us when we can take bathroom breaks? Because it's getting,
you know what it really
it's
is?
Getting
it's
to that
really
point.
Insulting. It's really insulting to women, ultimately. It's telling them you can't make it if we don't. The government doesn't force the companies to give you a position. The truth is that over the past several decades, in the past 7 years, every year there's been a massive increase in the number of women on boards of the Fortune 500 companies, and it's happening without government intervention. The government does not need to step in and mandate it. What it's going to do is when a woman now is put on a board in one of these companies, everyone's going to think that she's just the quota hire. She's just the one filling that quota. She's not as qualified. So it's going to be harmful to women. It's insulting to them, and it's totally unnecessary.
Absolutely right. Now, there is, I believe, a gentleman, a retired attorney and shareholder of a California-based company. His name is Creighton Milland.
Yes.
Is he, yes. He indeed is the guy that is suing the state. Tell me a little bit about that, would you?
Sure. Well, so his theory is that so he's a shareholder of a company, and who gets to vote on who's on a board of a company? It's the shareholders, ultimately. So California, really, what it's doing is forcing shareholders, when they're voting for board members, to impose a gender quota, to think about the gender of the person they're voting for. He wants the freedom to vote for whoever he thinks is the most qualified candidate, whether that's a male or a female, without having to think about filling California's gender quota. And so he's arguing that this law violates equal protection. It forces individuals such as himself to consider gender in the selection process. And it causes them not to think about candidates as individuals, but based on their gender.
We're talking with Daniel Ortner. He is an attorney with the Pacific Legal Foundation. And we're talking about this boardroom quota law. It's just unbelievable, Dan, that this is going on. Tell us now about the legalities of the suit and who are you? What kind of a court do you go to?
Sure.
What's going on? What's the update on all of that?
Yeah, so we're suing in the in California, in the Eastern District of California, which is where Sacramento is located, and that's, you know, that's the capital where the government officials are. We're suing the Secretary of State of California because he's the one who administers the law. And our main, only main claim is the equal protection claim that the law violates the guarantee of the Constitution that everyone needs to be treated not on the basis of their race or their sex or other immutable characteristics, but as individuals. And so we are gonna, we just filed a lawsuit. We anticipate, you know, the government's gonna respond in the next couple of months, and anticipate that, you know, the case will be decided in the next several months, or that there will be, you know, hearings in the next several months to evaluate our claims. Hoping that this law gets struck down before it can cause havoc in California.
Yeah, absolutely. Is it in a district court that you are suing?
Yes, it's in federal district court California, in the Eastern District of California.
I see. It'll take a little while to wind through the whole system, of course, and then one side may go ahead and try to appeal it, and away you go. But, you know, it's a great thing. Your foundation is around. Because I know you take on a lot of these things when the common man, you know, one person, whether it's property rights or situations like this. But it just seems, I mean, California has gotten itself into such a pickle with all kinds of things. And so much of it, it seems to me, is caused by the excessive regulation of different things. Limiting, I don't know what you would call it, freedom of expression in certain ways. I think this is a perfect example of a limitation of freedom of expression. I mean, if you can limit somebody's or decide what percentage of male and female, can you now decide what percentage of, Catholic and Jewish or gay and straight? I mean, where does all of this, where does this stop?
Yeah, you know, if this California law doesn't get stopped, other states have been proposing similar legislation, and actually Illinois proposed a race quota for how many blacks and how many Hispanics need to be on corporate boards. That fortunately didn't pass. It passed one house of their legislator, but not the other house. So one chamber, but not the other chamber. So, you know, if California keeps is allowed to do this, other states might follow and do something even worse than what California has done.
Yes, indeed. And it just seems, I don't know, it's, I would guess that, you know, if you had to have one or the other, I think the states might have a little bit of a stronger argument that they can legislate in terms of what their businesses are doing than, say, the federal government. I mean, at least it's, it's a little closer to them. But it's such a stupid thing to do. It limits companies in their free speech, but it doesn't seem to register with a lot of people that seem to think, I don't know, I guess I'm just waxing on this one, but it does seem that there's a lot of enmity. There's a lot of anger against corporations. It's just,
I mean, the state of California has really, you know, keeps us busy at night. Let's put it that way. You know, one thing that recently enacted was the AB5 regarding independent contractors, where, you know, a lot of independent contractors that today were independent contractors, like journalists, like musicians, like notaries, are all suddenly going to become employees in January 1st, and, you know, businesses are going to be shut down. It's going to be a disastrous law. That's the kind of thing that California is doing because they, you know, there's this, like you said, enmity towards business, towards success, towards entrepreneurship and innovation, and it really is frightening what's happening.
Yeah, it is, and you make a very good point about people that are working as independent contractors. It gives them a certain freedom. They can negotiate their own agreements with different companies, and then I guess to a large extent, because if they're not employees, then they're not entitled to medical benefits or a certain minimum wage.
Well, it's all kinds of things. I mean, if you're an employer, you have to have a payroll system. You have to give W-2s. You have to have HR department. You have to, you know, the costs are astronomical to have an employee. And so now all these small businesses are going to be required to either have, you know, have employees, you know, all the accoutrements of employment, or not hire people. So yeah. It's going to be really disastrous for business in California. You know, they did this to go after Uber and Lyft.
Exactly.
They don't like those companies, but they passed such a broad and really disastrous law that I think you're not even seeing the full consequences yet. You know, there are going to be so many unintended consequences from what California has done.
We're talking with Daniel Ortner. Again, he is an attorney with the Pacific Legal Foundation. Dan, all of this stuff, in my opinion, kind of looking at it from a libertarian perspective, stifles innovation to many in many ways. Now, as an example, you mentioned Uber and Lyft, which comes up with a new way of dealing with people and taxis and moving people from one place to another. And the people, the people respond to it. There's excitement. They find the vehicles to be clean and generally, quickly picking them up and this and that. So we have innovation. And then you come along and say, no, we you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to do, you're bypassing this regulation or that regulation. Well, what that really does is it stifles people that are creative and coming up with new ideas. I wonder if we ever would have discovered a cure for polio back in the 50s if we had had the regulations we have today.
Yeah, I mean, in California, Silicon Valley, for instance, was built on entrepreneurship, on innovation, and I think that's unfortunately being shut down, stifled by the state of California and other states. One thing that we're challenging all across the country are certificate of need laws, which say, if you want to start a business, you got to go to your competitors and you got to go to the state and show why there's a need for the business you're starting.
Really?
So it's a competitor's veto. Yeah, this is something that we're challenging right now in Kentucky, an ambulance certificate of need requirement where someone right across the border who has an ambulance business can't go and compete in Kentucky because of the competitors get to shut them down and the state gets to say, we don't need your competition. These laws are still existing all over the country, so we're in the process of challenging.
Well, that would be great. Let's say that you live near the border and you're desperately needing to get to a hospital and there's an ambulance across the border that can get to you in a few minutes. And then there's an ambulance in your own state that can't get to you for 45 minutes. You tell me.
Yep, that's exactly what's happening in Kentucky. It's not for emergencies. It's for more routine services.
See.
But it's still people that are waiting hours to get taken for dialysis or some other kind of treatment where they need to get to the hospital. And they're stuck waiting for hours because the state has said, you don't need this competition. The existing industry has enough, and so we're not going to let you go and compete. I mean, that's completely anti-innovation.
It really is.
Really deeply problematic, and so we're in the process of challenging that Kentucky law and other laws across the country that stifle innovation like that.
Getting back to this California quota law, I'm calling it, in the boardroom, what do you think your chances are of being successful in your lawsuit?
I think there's a very good chance because quotas in particular, which is what this is, woman quota, are presumptively unconstitutional. The Supreme Court, even with race quotas, has particularly said this, that when you have a quota, that's different than even other affirmative action programs, which we also think are problematic. But a quota based on a characteristic is specifically, specifically problematic. And then California has no evidence whatsoever that this law is necessary. There's no evidence. They've done this for all industries in California without any evidence of a specific industry having a history of discrimination. It's indiscriminate. It lasts forever. It's never going to go away. Even if women become equal on boards over time, which is happening, this law is never going to go away. And so all those features of it, I think, make it clear that this law is unconstitutional.
Yeah, and it's going to drive businesses, that might be on the edge already of whether they want to stay in a state like California. It's going to drive some businesses out of town.
Well, the thing is, the company that our shareholder is on the board of actually left California and incorporated in Delaware several years ago because it wanted the freedom of Delaware law, the benefits of being incorporated in Delaware. But California is reaching out to states that are just headquartered in California, not even incorporated.
They
have a choice not to be incorporated here, but they're reaching out and grabbing them as well. So I think you're right. It's going to keep spreading, and if we don't stop it, other states are going to adopt it, and it's really, really harmful to women. It's insulting ultimately.
Yeah, it is.
It's unnecessary, and there's just no basis for it. And so I'm confident that we'll that's what the courts will find when they look at there really is no evidence that it's necessary, no evidence that it's going to work, and a lot of evidence that it's stigmatizing and harming women based on their sex and gender.
Well, good luck with all of that, Dan, and thank you so very much for coming on, telling us about this whole situation, and I know down the road we'll have you again, and look forward to that very much.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
All right, Dan. Dan Ortner of the Pacific Legal Foundation. All righty, we're going to take our break. When we come back, we're going to talk with the proprietor of the barber pole, Andrew Ceresi, about a couple of things. One is the alleged FISA court abuse in the last presidential election and the ending of this impeachment inquiry, and where do we go from here?
Is the Tantalk Radio Network.
The best barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop, located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They've got a beautiful new facility, but you'll still get the very best haircut from the very best hair cutters, and for a great price, too. Andrew's Master Barbershop is open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5, and Saturday, 8:30 to 2 p.m. Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza, State Road 580 and Overcash Drive in Dunedin.
Don't miss the Craft Beer Hour every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. We'll bring you up to speed on craft beer events and festivals, local breweries, and interview the brains behind the brews. So grab a pint and listen to the Craft Beer Hour every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network, and visit the website, thecraftbeerhour.com.
Let's Go Bowling, heard on the Tantalk Radio Network every Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 12 Eastern Time. Sponsored by 12 Strike and Innovative Ball Spinner. If you bowl, if you haven't bowled in a while, or if you never bowled, why don't you be one of 65 million people have bowled last year? Listen to the tip of the week, bowling stars, old and new. Let's Go Bowling Show, GoBowlingShow.com.
Go yard is a metaphor used in baseball, meaning to hit a home run. Life struggles can make you feel like you just struck out. It's times like these that we need a little batting practice to pick ourselves back up and get back in the game. Whether you are dealing with marital issues, drug addiction, rebellious teens, anxiety, depression, or just generally having a bad day, call Mama Mac. If life has you down 0-2, before you strike out, learn to go yard. Go yard with Mama Mac on this radio station, Thursdays, 6 o'clock.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I love my calendar girl. Yeah, sweet calendar girl.
We're back on a Friday morning. And delighted to have our buddy, the proprietor of the only poll that really counts, the barber poll. And Andrew Ceresi, a couple of things. First of all, don't know if you've heard much about it, but apparently Inspector General Michael Horowitz has found evidence that an FBI lawyer manipulated a key document related to the FBI surveillance of the former Trump campaign advisor enough to change the meaning of the document, according to multiple reports.
Paul, this is just what I predicted. Now, they didn't give the name of that lawyer, did they?
Let's see here if they've got his name.
I don't believe it's a his. I believe it's a her.
Okay. Do you have an idea? Okay.
I'm saying if I had to bet my money on it, Paul, it's Lisa Page.
It could be. You're right.
That could be. She's the one that they already said. They had stuff with her altering paperwork. You understand?
Yeah.
Now, this is just going to go down like I told you. Remember I said they were going to start with the lower echelons involved in this?
Yes.
Okay. I said Lisa Page, Peter Stroke, Bill Orr, his wife Nellie, and Andrew McCabe are going to be their first ones. Yeah. Now, they're talking her. And I said this was going to happen. I hate to say I'm right, but
you love saying you're right, and I don't blame you. Now, Lindsey Graham told Fox News that the report by the Inspector General is going to be out by Monday, December the 9th. That's locked. That's what Graham said. That's locked. So it's going to come out before any kind of impeachment trial, if there is one.
There isn't even going to be one, Paul, because even the Democrats, they know they can't look stupid. Look at that Dr. Fiona yesterday. What was she even there for?
Fiona Hill. Well, that leads us right into the conclusion of the hearings now. I wanted to get your overall feeling, and also representing maybe what the barber pole people might think, too. Do you think that this moves the needle one way or the other after these hearings?
No, actually, it does move the needle. It moves it more in favor of Trump. You see Trump sitting back on this. He puts out a couple of tweets. He's letting people see the truth come out a little bit at a time in front of them. Okay? Now, people, if he slammed them and, and slam dunk them. This country's not ready for that. He's letting them see the truth a little bit at a time of what is going on. Now, then look at what they're trying to do in Israel to Netanyahu. They're trying to do with Trump there too, buddy.
They are, in fact.
They're trying to do the same thing. I mean, there's a lot of liberal Jews, and they don't like him.
Yeah, they've just to update you on what Andrew's talking about, Prime Minister Netanyahu has been charged with bribery. He was charged yesterday.
This
is a criminal indictment.
Yeah.
And it's been announced by the Attorney General. Mm-hmm. It's the first of its kind against the serving Israeli Prime Minister. I wonder where that's going to go, because he is very conservative, but there is really something similar going on over there, isn't there?
It's the same thing, Paul. Same thing. Yeah. You know, Trump and Netanyahu are close. They figured they're going to get one. Maybe they take down the other one and try to get him in between. You know what I mean?
Yeah, very, very interesting. By the way, I want you to be ready to shell out some money, because apparently there is a new T-shirt that is coming out, and I'm not kidding about this. It's got a caricature of your buddy Adam Schiff on the front.
It's called Bull Schiff.
It's called Bull Schiff.
I've seen it.
It has.
Unfortunately, I don't wear a T-shirt. They need to make them in a dress shirt for me.
It has an extended neck to go along with Adam
Schiff. Turtleneck. Extended turtleneck.
You know, now that I think about that, the visual of Adam Schiff as a turtle.
There you go.
Actually, I can see it.
Yeah, of course you can. Right, put him in a hard shell.
By the way, speaking about all of this kind of trouble for Democrats, now, I hate to bring this up, but it was brought up by a Fox News reporter. Joe Biden tangled with Peter Doocy. Do you know who he is on Fox News by any chance?
Yeah.
He's a Fox News, the young Fox News reporter, and so Biden was giving a press conference, and I guess Peter Doocy basically said something to the effect that that you're a grandfather again.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. Hunter Biden.
He got
some girl knocked up.
Apparently the DNA evidence has come back, and this girl indeed mothered a child by Hunter Biden. So, of course, Joe was not too excited about that. Then, he's having a bad day or a bad week. A seemingly frustrated Biden advised a protester to vote for Trump after being confronted about the Obama administration's record on deportation. Did you know that during the Obama administration, more people were deported
than with the Trump administration,
yeah.
Of course. That's a proven fact.
Biden seemed to lose his cool when an immigration activist pointed
out.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hunter Biden doesn't have to worry. He got plenty of money for child support.
Well, that's true. He got a lot of money for child support. He's become a multimillionaire, hasn't he?
Yeah, so Paul, you know, I don't even think they're going to vote for this impeachment.
You know.
A lot of the Democrats, you know, if they vote on this, it's their job is done, because the public has seen what a sham it is.
Now, Pelosi might be a little bit nutty, but she's not that dumb. I mean, she's
no. She's dumb like a fox.
Exactly. She can count votes, and she can also realize or see that there are no Republicans on board at all. So it's not going to be bipartisan. And she did mention that it had to be a bipartisan impeachment effort.
Yeah, but she could forget about that. You know, she got a little bit of dementia going on.
Okay,
she
does.
She could forget she said that. But I don't think they're going to take a vote, Paul.
I tend to think you're right. Here's what I wonder, and I'm going to play devil's advocate a little bit on this. Why doesn't the House censure Trump, saying, "Look, you shouldn't have gone and told the head of the Ukraine to investigate a potential presidential opponent, you know, and hold the money up a little bit, because you did hold the money up a little bit until you got that kind of an assurance. So we're going to just censure you for that, and then we're going to drop it." Now, I think some Republicans, right or wrongly, would go along with that, and the thing would be over, and we would heal, and the Democrats wouldn't look so...
That's right.
You know what I mean?
But
they
aren't going to do that. Schiff is going to take this right to the grave with him. You know, there's no question about it.
Yeah.
I can't see him censuring Trump.
You don't think they'll do that?
I think it's just going to quietly go away and not take a vote.
No.
And then they're going to try and move on. But see,
okay.
By December the 9th, now what I'm hoping is, you know how all the the Democrats got all excited over the Mueller report coming out, and they thought this was it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I hope the IG report isn't the same thing for the Republicans. You know, we're all sitting there waiting, this is going to happen, they're going to hang, and also it could be a big letdown. You don't know yet.
Yeah, it's not like a movie, you know, where there's just this moment at the very end of the movie where everything comes together and they haul off the bad guy and there's the girl and the hero standing there and then the music swells up. You're not going to have that. You're going to have little bits and pieces of things, right? And these names are going to pop up and it'll be a slow kind of process. But
Paul, you got the Epstein case going on too now. People brought that back to life. I think you're going to see the indictments come along very slowly. I think you're going to see this Epstein case was involved with all this indictment stuff, keeping people quiet. It's all going to tie together into one thing, Paul.
There was a story. In fact, I was talking with some friends last night at this place we go to about the fact, and she showed me this story on her iPad. She said there were 56 people that were dead associated with the Clintons. Now you can add a 57th. And it had to do with Epstein. You know the old thing, and it's an email that's going around where they purport to show all of these people that died mysteriously that had come in contact with the Clintons. It's almost a curse.
And look at Queen Elizabeth with her son there, Prince Andrew.
Yes.
All of a sudden, she took his political powers or whatever they have away from him and says, you cooperate with the Americans on this.
You know, the only thing he's doing in Windsor Castle right now is janitorial service.
if he's lucky if he's doing that.
I mean, the guy is just, it's sad. It's almost awkwardly embarrassing to watch him now talk about it.
Yeah, like I say, Paul, to me, in my mind, there's no question about this all going to come down. And it's going to last throughout the year, right up until the election, just like I said.
Wow.
And then I think we might see the big boom come down on Hillary. But Trump, you know, he's going on every word he said. He said he was going to nail Hillary, didn't he?
Yes.
Okay, and then he kind of backed off, remember?
A little bit.
Everybody says, he's not going to do nothing. And all of a sudden, I think he's doing it.
Yeah, now remember that this is operating kind of separately from Trump pulling the strings. We've got it going.
That's right.
Durham is doing something, and the Inspector General is doing something in the Department of Justice.
Well, Trump can do it himself because they'd be yelling he's a dictator and he's this, that, and everything. But coming up the way he's coming out, people are seeing the truth bits and pieces at a time.
Right.
And the people that didn't believe in it before, well, guess what? They're starting to believe a little bit now. Even the Democrats. A lot of them, Paul.
Yeah. We're talking with Andrew the Master Barber, by the way. And did you know also, Andrew, that the Inspector General can only go after people currently in the government, whereas Durham can go after former government people?
Oh, yeah. Yep. I didn't know that.
Yes, indeed. And Durham is doing a much more extensive investigation. And nobody on either side of the aisle thinks that Durham is, what would you call it, biased.
Well, he went into the Pentagon yesterday, I understand. Now he's brought in his investigation. He went into the Pentagon. That was announced yesterday.
It's going to be amazing when all of the smoke settles and the dust settles on all of this to see.
You know, Paul, exactly this is the biggest political scandal in American history.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And it's all going to come down in front of the American people, and a lot of them are going to be eating a lot of crow.
Okay, for a little bit of comic relief, finally, I got to ask you this. Did you watch any of the Democratic presidential debate the other night?
No.
Okay. So, forgetting that you did, because nobody else did either.
No, they had the lowest ratings in the history of television.
Who is going to be, in your opinion, the Democratic presidential candidate?
I think you're going to see Buttigieg and the chick that's having a fight with Hillary right now. What's your name?
Oh, you do. Tulsi Gabbard?
Yep, I think you're going to see those two teaming up. Those are the only logical ones they got.
You really think?
Yeah.
Okay, now both of them are military, former military people. Did you know that?
Yeah, yep. And I think that's the two you're going to see, unless somebody pops out of the woodwork. And they're not going to be nothing for Trump to handle either. But I'll tell you what, I think they'll give him more of a fight than Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders.
Well, I would agree that they'd give him more of a fight. But how do you reconcile the dislike for Tulsi Gabbard by everybody else up there? It's almost like if you put Tulsi Gabbard on your ticket, you're a traitor in the Democratic Party. They don't even consider her a true Democrat anymore. Remember,
no, I don't know,
you
didn't, I don't know you, how. Look at her policies.
You should have seen, it was Kamala Harris. I did watch some of the debate. It was Kamala Harris up there. The senator from California.
Yeah.
Accusing her of being a Fox spokesman, continually showing up on Fox, as in, you're not even a liberal or a Democrat. You're more of a conservative.
You know what Kamala Harris doesn't realize?
What's that?
P.T. Barnum made a famous saying years and years ago, even bad publicity is good.
That's true. Bad publicity beats no publicity.
That's right.
That's
and, you know,
true.
Look at all the publicity Trump gets. He gets good, he gets bad, he gets it at all angles. He's the most talked about president in the history of this country.
You're right about that. I think at this point, with all the communication techniques and devices that we have, he is the most talked about. Andrew,
no question about it.
Yeah. It is always a pleasure, my friend, to have you on. And I'm looking forward to talking with you again next week. I imagine there'll be lots of news and new news when we get together again.
I can't wait.
All right.
Paul, may Trump be with you.
May the Trumpster
be good,
with
buddy.
You. All right, the same to you, my friend. There he goes, the barber pole proprietor, Andrew Ceraci. Okay, we are going to take our final break. When we come back, why does time seem to go faster the older you get? We're going to talk about it.
I loved her slow, but she was too young to fall in love, and I was too young to know.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
The best barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop, located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They've got a beautiful new facility, but you'll still get the very best haircut from the very best hair cutters, and for a great price, too. Andrew's Master Barbershop is open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5, and Saturday, 8:30 to 2 p.m. Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza, State Road 580 and Overcash Drive in Dunedin.
Are you looking for some great restaurants? For some great wines? Where are the great chefs? Listen to Dine Out Radio Herd every Wednesday on the Tantalk Radio Network. 12 to 1 p.m., we'll tell you where all the great events are. We'll have Food and Wine Magazine and Bon Appetit Magazine. We'll have their editors and writers on each month. And maybe we'll throw in a couple surprises. Check out the website, diningoutradio.com.
My bridge is all...
Hey, everybody, this is Pastor Marcia McAllister from Beacon of Hope Ministries. We want you to join us on Sunday afternoons at 3 o'clock on this radio station for our two-hour show, talking to you about the Word of God, giving you great contemporary music, some lively chat, and just some food for thought. You'll be encouraged to know how very much God loves you and how He has a plan for your life. Join us this coming Sunday at 3 o'clock on Living the Good Life.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
We're back with the final segment of Freedom Works on a Friday morning. Thank you very much for listening to us. Well, why does time fly as we age? There is a study that has been taken off on that. For many of us, when we think back to childhood, and our summers are seemingly endless days spent in the classroom, these periods of time feel as though they stretched on forever. But in comparison, in our more recent years, if we're older, adulthood often feels like it goes by in a flash. Now, this is normally chalked up as another one of the many peculiarities that come with growing older. But now they've got a fascinating new study. And by the way, I'm talking about this story in studyfinds.org, studyfinds.org. So this new study is offering up a more scientific explanation. As we age, the speed in which our brains obtain and process images gradually slows, resulting in the temporal discrepancy in memories. So there you go, Ed. This is why everything seems to go faster as you get older. The speed in which your brain obtains and processes the images gradually slows.
I still disagree.
You think it's what?
Well, when you were young and in school, you know, kindergarten, first grade and stuff, what happened? You took naps.
That's true, and I did take one.
And when
in
you get older, you take naps. So anywhere in between there.
You don't take them.
Time is fine, but mm-hmm. then, like I said, when you're younger, it goes faster, and when you're older, it gets faster.
So when you take a nap, it speeds up the day is kind of what you're saying.
Sure, you're killing time.
Ah, well, here is a professor of mechanical engineering at Duke University. People are amazed at how much they remember from days that seem to last forever in their youth. I used to think, well, sure, because you think about it over and over and over again, and therefore you're spending time thinking about it more. It went just as fast mm-hmm. as anything you're doing today. But let's say you had a very pleasant experience and you're in grade school, or you're a teenager, or you're a young adult. Whatever it is, you know, you tend to, the body tends to, just to keep itself somewhat healthy, go over and remember those events. You know how in many cases, if you've had traumatic things, that you won't remember a lot of it because I think your brain might shut out some of that stuff too? You ever,
yeah.
You know what I mean? I think the brain functions to keep you balanced in a certain way.
Well, and then some memories are replaced by other ones too.
Yeah.
Traumatic things, you know, you could say that.
Sure.
That was the worst time in my life, and then something happens next week, and that becomes the worst time in your life.
Yeah.
And then things, well, that's the best time in my life, and then something happens, and it's replaced.
And so it replaces the other thing to some extent. Okay. As we mature, the nerves and neurons in our brains also get older, growing in size and complexity. Consequently, new neural signals or memories are faced with a longer path to travel than when we were young. Our nerves also deteriorate as we age, slowing down the flow of electrical signals throughout our minds. These developments mean that it takes longer for new images and memories to be obtained and processed. So there you go. Now you know.
How many times did you say, boy, this day is lasting forever? Well, if you go take a nap, it speeds it up a bit.
You know, the other thing is, it's like, what is it? A watch kettle never boils. When you're in the moment, it takes a long time. Mm-hmm. But then when you look back on the moment, it was brief, mm-hmm. you know. Anyway, Ed, before we get to we got 2 minutes before we get to our top 10. So I'm going to ask you about the upcoming Tampa Bay Bucks game. They are going to be playing, if I'm not mistaken, here it is, the Atlanta Falcons. They'll be in Atlanta for this game. Atlanta's been playing fairly well, have they not? So tell me about this game. Is it over for the Bucks this year?
I would say this. Sunday is going to be a really nice day out because another small front's going to move through overnight Saturday night. So the high should be right around 70. Beautiful day. Turn the TV off and go have some fun.
Well, of course, that makes more sense.
Don't even bother because it's done. It's over with. You know, I don't see them getting any better. If they might win one more game at the, you know, for the rest of the year, and that's it.
So in other words, there's no reason to continue to follow this situation anymore. We can turn our attentions to the fall and to Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. which is, by the way, coming up on Thursday already.
Next
Thanksgiving,
Thursday. Yes, this Thursday. Excellent.
Yeah, this coming Thursday. You're right. All right, my friend, it's time for you to get over. And by the way, I think you like dogs, Ed. You're a dog lover. Mm-hmm. I know you are. By the way. And so I think you're probably going to have a good idea, but you got to listen to these other breeds. I want you to tell me whether what is the number one smartest dog breed.
I have a pretty good idea now. So
but don't. Are you looking?
No, I'm not looking.
You're not peeking?
No.
Oh, okay. He's not peeking. He's over on the drums. So here we go. This comes from PetMD, by the way. PetMD. These are the top 10 smartest dog breeds. Number 10, the Australian Cattle Dog. Yes, from down under, a working dog traditionally occupied with controlling and herding cattle. Its qualities are exceptional intelligence, alertness, resourcefulness, and a protective loyalty. Okay, number 9, the Rottweiler. Now, I always thought the Rottweiler was smart.
For a big dog, yeah.
Yeah, it's another working dog. The Rottweiler began in Germany as a true work companion. They are still used as guard dogs and police dogs, and they're fiercely loyal to their owners. Number 8, Papillon. This deceptively cute, butterfly-eared dog, smarter, tougher, and stronger than it appears. often described as big dogs in little bodies. Papillon. Okay. Number 7. The Labrador Retriever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Lab is the most popular breed, by the way, chosen by families. Another member of the working class of dogs. Best known for its intelligence, affection, patience, and gentility. They are gentle dogs, but when one confronts you, and I've had one confront me twice, mm-hmm. it scares you.
Sure.
They are, they look mean, but they're gentle.
Mine used to have a mean bark. Mean.
Yeah. Yeah, they look mean, but they're gentle dogs. Yeah. They really are. Okay. Number 6. The Shetland Sheepdog. This is another herding dog. It takes that herding ability into the home, showing the same commitment and protectiveness over its human herd as the farm version does. Highly intelligent. All right. Number 5. The Doberman Pinscher. The Doberman Pinscher. Due to an inborn fearlessness and deep stamina, the Doberman is one of the most popular of guard dogs. It is. They can easily be trained for dominance or docility. Very interesting. All right. Number 4. The Golden Retriever.
Mm.
Yeah. Very affectionate and popular breed. Highly regarded for its intelligence. They learn well over 200 commands, making them indispensable companions both in the home and in the workplace. Number 3. The German Shepherd.
Mm.
Yeah, the German Shepherd was originally bred for intelligence. Smart, courageous, and protective. One of the most dependable of companions.
Used a lot in law enforcement, too.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. They learn tasks after only a few repetitions and obey first commands nearly always the first time it is given. They are intelligent.
They don't last long, though.
Yeah, I had a Belgian Shepherd. Loved the dog.
Mm.
Okay, number 2. The Poodle.
Mm.
What do you mean? You don't like poodles?
Snappy little dogs.
They are snappy. Easily trainable, steadfast, sharp-minded, they flourish in human company. Even with their frou-frou hairdos, poodles are sometimes made to endure. They can be quite effective, believe it or not, as guard dogs. Well, that's because they bark and yip all the time. That's why they're effective as star gods, whatever I said. In fact, the poodle clip was created specifically for the working poodle so that it could swim more effectively. There you go. All right, Ed. It's your time. What do you think is the number one most intelligent dog?
I don't know. Have you ever heard this dog, the Hillary?
You know?
Yes. But it isn't
It isn't that intelligent. I would have to say probably the Jack Russell.
Wow. Roll the drums. Ed said it was the Jack Russell. Indeed, it's the Border Collie.
Really?
Yeah.
Jack Russell didn't make the top 10?
It didn't, and I agree with you that the Jack Russell is smart, except it jumps straight up in the air all the time, and I used to think there's something wrong with the Jack Russell.
Wow.
They can jump, like a jumping jack, but the Border Collie is number one because of their extraordinary intelligence and high energy. It is essential to give them an occupation or a purpose, but they are the best. And there you go. And my friends, thank you so very much for being with us on Freedom Works. We're back on Monday. Have a great weekend. Drive safely and bye for now.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
Echoing Trump, I'm Michael Toscano with the House impeachment inquiry now moving into a new phase. President Trump has let out a stream of invective against many of those involved in the televised hearings, from House Democrats to witnesses, calling them liars and other names during a lengthy tirade on Fox News. And Bob Costantini reports the president is hinting at something else.
President Trump is taking...